Couple of announcements as we conclude our service today. Morning would have made this announcement, but she had to take a group down to St. James Cathedral. On the first Thursday of every month, the Mandarin Fellowship is going to be starting a Teze worship service here in the main sanctuary. The beauty of Teze is it goes beyond language. And so this is not a Mandarin service, but a service that they, of course, are opening to all of St. George's, which is the Mandarin Fellowship, us together as the people of St. George's. If it's something that you would be interested in, the first one will be a week from this coming Thursday. I can't remember the time, probably 7 or 7:30 in this space. It's very quiet. It's very meditative. There are usually candles. And the songs that we sing are very repetitive, which is what makes them very meditative. It is going to be what they're calling bilingual in both Mandarin and in English. And so I really want to encourage people to think about coming out to that. It's a great opportunity midweek to be renewed in your spirit and to continue on in what God has in store for you. So that's going to be the first Thursday of every month here in this worship space. I want to say thank you to our piano player who played the Second Communion hymn. It was good to have you playing this morning, so thank you for that. That gift of music. Tatiana has something she wanted to say. Do you want me to say it for you? What did you want to say? Okay, let me do the first part first. She wants to say thank you so much for all the milk bags that you have given for her to help make the mats for other people. Now, I know her mom told me she was in the last of her competitions yesterday. And what did you receive? What was the award?
Royal Highness.
People's Choice, because of all of the volunteer work she had done, which included the bags. So we want to say congratulations to you. And that's some of what I was talking about in my sermon this morning. And it may seem like it's something small to do, making those mats for people. But for those people who receive those mats, that's a really big thing. And so you've done wonderful things, and we've all been able to help you. So Tatiana says thank you, and the people who received the mats say thank you too. And congratulations. The Christopher Leadership Course is a group that's going to be running again out of St. George on Yonge. And for those who don't know about the Christopher Leadership, it started out of the church, as far as I understand it, and is a non-profit organization, and it runs in places like churches. But if you'd like to just share a couple of words.
Reverend parishioners of St. George, you can be an effective speaker. The Christopher Leadership Course can give you the skills to get your point across. I believe we all know and have long admired the individual who can come front and center and get their point across. The Christopher Leadership Course can help you rise to the occasion. Be that occasion a reading in church, a presentation at work, or a speech at a wedding. The Christopher Leadership Course can give you the skills to meet those challenges. As we go through life, we take on more and more responsibilities in our family, within our church, community, and work. And with this added responsibility, it is sometimes necessary to come front and center to give individuals information or guidance, be it an informal gathering at work or using a podium and a mic. The Christopher Leadership Course can give you the tools necessary to get that job done. I know, because I couldn't be here today if I hadn't taken the Christopher Leadership Course in public speaking. So I would encourage you all to consider taking the course, or if you know someone who could benefit from it. We'll be at the back of the church after the service to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an interesting thought, because one of the things that we're taught to do, especially by the diocese these days, is to make sure that we are empowering people to be able to do the ministries that they may feel called to. And how many times do I approach someone about being a reader or an intercessor, and they say, I couldn't do that. That's not me. Well, there's an opportunity, the church partnering and being able to facilitate a way for you to become comfortable and maybe rise to the occasion to be that reader on a Sunday morning. So speak to them at the back of the church if that's something you're interested in. We did have, I think, two people from St. George's who took the course last year, and I believe they benefited greatly from it. So Max has an announcement on behalf of the wardens.
Good morning, everyone. This is... Sorry. Everything is falling apart here. My announcement this morning is just an update on our financial position. You may recall that at Vestry this year, we shared with you our projections that our cash resources were diminishing, and that if our projections held true, we would be running out of our savings before the end of the year. So we've had a look at our unaudited figures to the end of August, and our cash flow continues to be a problem as we had projected at the start of the year. And we are now, for the first time in about 3 or 4 years, digging once again deeply into our savings, which is not a lot, so it's not going to last for very long. We are at about 62% of our targeted givings. That's what we as members contribute to the church for the year. At this point, at the end of August, we should be closer to 66%. So we have a shortfall there in our givings, and this works out to be $6,000. Our total income is therefore $7,400 below what we had budgeted. Our expenses are only over budget by about $1,200, which actually speaks very well to how disciplined we have been in keeping our expenses under control, because we have had unplanned items totaling about $30,000. So we've actually been able to manage our expenses so that even with unplanned hits of close to $30,000, we are still basically on budget. The unplanned expenses include these items. We had to install a device in both pianos to keep the humidity down, because the pianos were being warped, and in fact the manufacturers changed the piano that was in the chapel at no cost to us. But they changed the piano that was in the chapel once we installed these devices. A couple other things. Our hydro bill has gone up $8,000 over what we had budgeted. So that's a significant increase. And although we had held off cleaning the garage floor, and we had thought that we'd be able to hold off doing that again this year, but we had to. And so that was another almost $8,000 that we hadn't planned for. The rest of the items are on the screen, and they're also in the flyer that you got handed out to you this morning. Bottom line is that we had projected at the end of August to be about $36,000 in the red. We are $4,000 to $5,000 in the red. And when you take into consideration the shortfall in income plus the overage and the expenses, we're out by about $8,600. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. We are running out of cash, and of course we have to find a way to make that up. There are two ways generally to try and make that up. One is to increase income, and so we encourage everyone to help us by contributing more if you can. The second is to cut expenses, And we're looking seriously at that, even though we feel that we have got expenses under control. We have managed our expenses as best we can over the 8 months. You may recall as well that at Vestry, we did advise you that about a year ago, actually, last year, November, Mark and your two church wardens met with the two bishops, our area bishop and the archbishop, to let them know that we were expecting in about a year or so to run out of cash. They did promise some assistance. Bishop, you met with parish council in March and again promised that the diocese would support us in some way. They sent a team in. The team met with many of us in June and July, and the team has submitted a report to the bishop. The bishop is meeting with Mark on Thursday of this week, and next week, Tuesday, we'll be sharing that report with your church leadership. So we'll know then what the diocese is going to be willing to do to help us. However, it's been made clear to us that they're not just going to hand us cash and walk away from us. We're going to have to do some work for that. We don't know what they're going to ask us to do yet. We don't know what their recommendation is. We don't know what their expectation of us will be. It may be that they may say, well, we're going to send an administrator in, and they're going to take over and run the church until the church gets back in good financial standing. And I want everyone to know that's not a bad thing. All that means is that the diocese is going to be sending experts in to help us to get over our problems. We don't know, though, that that's what the recommendation will be. It's just one possibility. There are many other possibilities. So at this point, I have, as church warden, advised you that our projections hold true and that we are running out of cash. I also ask everyone to do what they can in terms of helping us to get our income up, at least making up the shortfall that we have. I ask also that you pray for us. Pray for the church. Pray for our church, our part of the body of Jesus Christ that rests on this corner of Young and Churchill. Pray that God will guide all who are considering what assistance they can give us, and pray that God's will be done here on this street corner. So that's my report to you. Back to you, Mark.
If you have any questions, please do talk to our wardens. I want to say a word of thanks to our two canonical wardens and the executive and that team of leadership, because they are doing an exceptional job of monitoring expenses, and especially in coming back to you as they are today to make sure that you are aware and it's communicated to you what our situation is. I hope everyone got a copy of this. Take it home and read it. And on the back is a prayer. And above all, what we need to remember first and foremost is that first of all, we've got to give thanks for our abundance. Because even though we have some financial problems and concerns to address, we are abundantly blessed as well by God. So let's start there and then use the rest of the prayer as well as a reminder to pray about it as Max has asked us to. It's a long announcement about finances, but it's important to communicate those things to you and to remind us that as a faith community, we face that future with hope and in partnership with others. That's why it's good to be part of something like the diocese. So we look forward to the bishop's report and to where that will take us next week. Our recessional hymn...